Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And today we're going to hear from Peer Stock driver Dan Guttormson. We're also going to hear from Bob Baker, Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Dan Davis from Victory Lane Magazine, and a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
People not from around here are often surprised by Casey's General Store's pizza awesomeness. They say they didn't know you could get the best tasting, freshest baked pizza in the world from a gas station. Please, we're not a gas station. We're the best tasting, freshest baked pizza joint in the world that just happens to sell gas. Casey's. Famous for pizza and a whole lot more.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Balin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9500.
Hey friends, it's Feed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business. Food is our passion. Our barbecue sauces are gluten-free and made from the high-quality ingredients that America expects from Cookies. Whether it's sweet hickory, sweet and spicy, tangy mustard, western bold, smokehouse, or original, our sauces are perfect with everything from ribs and chops to chicken and burgers. Find your favorite flavor combination. Remember, smart cookies use Cookies.
Cookies is the one.
Returning home on a November evening, I hit a deer on 35W. Hi, this is Shelly. My first thought was, is everyone okay? My second thought was, oh no, my van. I love my van and rely on it every day. My first call was to Bob at Midwest Collision. He took care of everything from getting my vehicle towed to his shop, providing me with a loaner vehicle, and returning my van back to me in a timely fashion when it was repaired, all with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Accidents happen. If you have had an accident, call Midwest Collision at 332-2434.
Napa Know-How. When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Peer Stock driver Dan Guttormson. Dan, let's start off talking about Mike Guttormson. How old were you when Mike passed away in June of 1997, and how was he related to you?
I was about 10 years old back in 97 when Mike passed away. He was my dad's brother, so it'd be my uncle. He just got me going in racing ever since I was a little kid. Mike. Watch him run Cass and Lansing, you go over to Deer Creek and all them good old things.
Mike's passing really hit the racing community hard. I think it was something to do with the sudden passing right after he had won a feature race at the track, but also because of all the close relationships he had built with all of the drivers around him.
Yeah, he was really well-liked on and off the track.
I also always heard stories about Mike, and he was willing to jump in and help somebody if they're having trouble getting their car running or having some issues with a crash and getting it fixed for the feature. He was always there.
Yeah, he was always hands-on, willing to help anybody out from what I always remembered. Do anything for anybody.
Mike also had a huge fan following because of his job, Jimmy's Fish and Seafood in Austin, Minnesota. Mike was a route driver, and so many of his fans that he delivered to would come out and watch him race on the weekends.
He worked for Jimmy's for quite a while, delivering fish and seafood and all that good stuff. Yeah, he met a lot of people on the road and ended up being some sponsors of his car, too, I believe, and he's pretty well known as the Fish Man. I used to work for Jimmy's doing some delivery on some of Mike's old routes, and there's a lot of people talk about the days of him coming and selling fish and all the good stories he all had to tell.
I'm sure you heard some great stories. What were some of your favorite memories of Mike?
Just going down, hanging out at the race shop when I was a kid, beating out the door panels and recorders and all that good stuff, and just trying to get into racing and just watch and learn, I guess you could say.
What are your earliest memories of going to the races, and what track or tracks did you typically attend?
We were diehard Lansing every week. We'd go to Cassin every week. I remember going to the races ever since I was a little kid. In fact, the night I was born, I believe my mom was at Cassin that night, and my dad ran out of gas in the pickup. And they got back to Austin, and a few hours later they had me, I guess. So it was kind of meant to be getting into racing, coming from the racetrack that night.
Wow, that was cutting it close.
Yeah, you could say that. I don't know what they were thinking, but they're out there watching Mike race, and my dad, he'd always go to all the races.
Who were your favorite drivers growing up?
Oh, there's quite a few of them growing up. I always liked to watch Noble race, of course. He's one of my favorites. Kevin Stoll, he was always real good. Tommy Meyer, Doug Hilson, Bill Clemens, he was always fun to watch in the old Superstock days. He won quite a few races. Kim Crawford, again, in the Superstocks. Greg Pfeiffer Sr., grew up around them guys my whole life, and I always liked watching him race, and good buddy of mine.
And isn't it amazing that now you get to spend time around some of those guys down in the pits?
Oh, yeah. I get to learn a lot from them guys, and it's fun conversating with them and talking about the good old times back in the 90s when they were racing and stuff, even before that.
When and where did you first drive a race car?
I helped my cousin Matt Miller out in the pits when he was racing Pure Stocks. I think it was 2009 mechanics race at Lansing. He let me get in there to run the mechanics race and started in the back, worked my way up to the front, and just had a blast. And not too long after that, I had myself a car.
You raced at the Mississippi Thunder Fall Festival. What kind of experience did you have at that event?
Oh, that was a good time over there racing. I let my cousin Matt run it the first night and had some bad luck, and he about put it on its side over there, but got it all fixed up after broken axle and beat up sheet metal and stuff. Went back and raced, and God, I don't remember if I got fifth or sixth place that night, but there's some tough competition over there that night, and it was just a blast to be over there racing.
It looked like a pretty nice car to get started in.
Yeah, it was a pretty good car. It worked the bugs out of it, trying to get it to handle right the way I drive, I guess you could say. But it took some time to get it all tuned up and stuff, and it was a good car. Learned a lot in the car and brought that knowledge to the new car that we built. It was fun racing over there, and the old car did me pretty good.
How did you meet Kendra?
She's a fan of mine, I guess you could say. I don't know, we just met at the racetrack one night and started talking, and that's pretty much how it went.
Kendra's family also has a lot of racing history. Explain what her family's racing background is all about.
Well, it all started out with her grandpa, Ron Sr., racing. I think he raced back in the 60s, it was. He had a couple different cars he raced for a few years. Then her dad, Rick, and her uncle, Ronnie, Ron Jr., they raced Pure Stocks and Enduros back in the 90s, early 2000s. Rick won quite a few races. I know he'd love to get back in it again. And Ronnie, he won quite a few Enduros and won some races and stuff too, and he lives down in Arizona now. He raced Super Nationals last year down in Boone at the Hobby Stock, and something he always wanted to do. He had a good old time down there. Fun being in the pits with him, helping him out, and learning some stuff from him also.
That's got to be a heck of an experience being down in that pit area. I don't even know how you find where your car is parked.
Yeah, Boone is something else, I tell you. It's quite the experience. Lots and lots of cars. Lots of races throughout the week to get yourself into the big dance there on Saturday. You got some pretty tough competition down there. You got to definitely be on your A game when you're there.
I see a lot of very supportive spouses and girlfriends out there, but Kendra has to be the top of the heap. She's washing the car under the hood, promoting your race team, and she is a super fan. You got a good one there, Dan.
Yeah, I definitely do. I don't know what I'd do without her. She does quite a bit for me, and she's always there keeping me positive about the car on her bad nights and helps me get through the week to get the car ready to go, and I definitely couldn't do it without her.
And you know what's neat? Even when it isn't race night, you guys seem to be having a great time with people you've got to know through racing.
Yeah, we're always hanging out with quite a few people, talking, racing, trying to figure out what we can do to better ourselves. And she's definitely there 100% for me. I love the girl, and I don't know what I'd do without her.
Talk about the process of building your current car. You actually started from what looks like a Monte Carlo that you drove right into your driveway.
Yeah, we picked up this Monte Carlo from a guy in Austin. Ended up stripping it all down, and the Pfeiffers, they helped me get the car built and everything. It's quite a process. You got to get the cage all put together and get that all welded in, and you got to figure out what else you're going to do with the car, where you're going to put your weight at, and just figure out your springs and your shocks and just the little stuff so it gets you. It's pretty simple class and everything, but there's a lot of little things that you got to be on top of your game.
How much pride goes into a build like that when you know you have done pretty much all of it by yourself with a little help from your friends, and you get that car out on the track and it works?
Yeah, it's quite a deal there. It's nice knowing that it's something you didn't buy. Put it all together yourself with quite a bit of help from my buddies. And definitely when I picked up that first feature win, I was in disbelief I actually did it. The car is handling like a dream. It's pretty cool.
You actually picked up that first feature win in June of 2016 on Dirt Show Night at Chateau Raceway, and you parked the number 83 in Victory Lane. What was that whole night like?
It was a pretty darn good night. Unbelievable. I couldn't believe I pulled it off. Had a good start of the race. I led it green to checkered. Car is running really good. It was handling awesome. Coming off the corners real good. 5-6 laps to go, the temperature started climbing in the motor, and I lost a little bit of power. And I'm just thinking, I'm going to get faster soon. It's going to happen. I know it is. I just kept going with it, hitting my marks, doing what I can to hold them off, and I couldn't believe I picked up the win. It was a long time coming. I think I started out in 2010 on and off here throughout the years and finally picked up that win. It's a long time coming.
Talk about your thought process leading up to that first win in 2016. How do you stay positive if you're having trouble, the car isn't handling right, you get frustrated, but you still want to get to victory lane? How do you keep your mindset positive?
Kendra's got a lot to do with that. She definitely helps me think positive, and we write down things that we do that work and what didn't work, and definitely got to keep notes on what you're doing with the car and to the current track conditions and how they change throughout the race.
Now, following that victory in 2016, you know you have a car that can go into victory lane. You know that you can get it there. How frustrating is it after that when things aren't working right and you know you have a car that can win?
Yeah, we finally got that car handling really good last year. That was the best year I've ever had. We were up in the top five almost every night, even at Lansing, and then when Cassin had them races going on last year. Had a really good car. Started out the season this year. It was not what we wanted. We ended up popping the brand new motor at first night. We burned up 3 pistons in the block, and we figured it was caused by a bad distributor burning them up. So took some time off and got that fixed up. And we got back out there, and the car just wasn't handling as well as it was before. We went over our notes and figured out what we were doing last year and tried to compare them to this year, and it just kind of struggled a little bit this year. I don't know, what the car got a little bit bent last year at some point in time because I got in a little wreck on the last night of the races last year, and I think it might have tweaked it just a little bit. So we were kind of fighting it all year long, trying to throw some new stuff at it and get it to work. And we didn't have a bad year this year for the little bit that we were out there. We were up in the top five everything but 2 times, I believe, this year. I'd still say it was a good year. We had a good car, but it just wasn't quite fast enough compared to some of them other cars out there. But you just go throughout the winter, work on it some more, and go out there and better ourselves and do it all over again next year.
We were over at the Cassin Fair for the Cassin Fair races. What a great night just to be in those grandstands again. And I can't imagine for you to be down there on the track in a car.
Yeah, Cassin, that's one of my favorite tracks. I haven't got to race there a whole lot, but going there as a kid, I always liked Cassin. It was real fun being able to get back there again this year, even though it was only one race. But I figured the racing street stock's over there. I might as well show up my pure stock, just go have fun. We didn't get quite the car count I was hoping for over there for the street stock class for the fair this year, but it was still good racing. It was fun being out there with those street stock drivers and trying to learn a little bit of what they're doing and to see how the old pier stock kept up with them, and I didn't get lapped, so it was a good time.
And those two guys in first and second were flying. You had a good seat down there to see what was happening.
Yeah, they put on one heck of a show. Elward and Grinstead, I believe it was. They were side by side, swapping spots throughout the whole race. They definitely had a good view. It was a good show.
You ended up third in pier stock points at Chateau Raceway in 2016. You head into the fall and winter on a positive note, only to get the car out in the spring of 2017 and find out you have some engine issues. How frustrating was it knowing that you had all winter and you didn't discover that until you actually got it out on the track and started running it? That's got to be really frustrating for you as a driver.
Yeah, it was. We started out the year with a brand new motor. About the only thing that we used out of that old motor was a distributor, which I should have knew better. I should have replaced that going with the new motor anyways. That's pretty much what caused the engine to fail on us. It wasn't right, and it was throwing the timing off on it, and it advanced the timing so much it burned up three of them pistons and took a little bit to get the car back out on the track and have the engine guy put another motor together for us. But we waited our time out, which was unfortunate, sitting out for them races. It was hard going to the track and knowing you got a car that you could have, but the motor ain't quite ready yet. But we did what we did, and we got back out there, and it got better. The motor ran pretty good the rest of the year. It just had some carburetor problems that we get it fixed throughout the week. It's really hard to get it set throughout the week until you're really on that track. Everything seemed good at home. Then you get out there on the track, and it just wasn't getting off the corner right. It was stumbling a little bit, falling on its face coming off the corner, and we ended up putting a different carburetor on there the last couple nights, and I think it really helped quite a bit. It was running the way it should have.
Whenever I see somebody having engine problems, I'm like, man, because I know and the fans know that most drivers don't have a coffee can full of $100 bills sitting around waiting for engine problems. So those really hurt.
Yeah, they hurt pretty bad. We're real low budget race team. What we got's what we got. We just go out and have fun. Try not to worry about points and all. It is nice running for points, trying to get that point championship too, but it's awfully hard when you got troubles like that. Yeah, it's not good.
Between scrambling to find motor parts and rainouts, 2017 seemed to be really frustrating for you because I know how badly you want to get out to the track and just be there to have fun and have a great night.
Yeah, we had one too many rainouts this year, that's for sure. It'd be nice to run more than what they put in, 8-9 shows maybe this year out there, which I think we got 20-22 shows scheduled throughout the year, so that's over half our shows getting knocked out by rain, which you can't do nothing about Mother Nature, but it's just nice being off the track and having a good time.
You are one of those guys that's really hooked on fendered cars. What are your plans for 2018? There is only one track running pier stocks. Have you considered hobby stocks? I think you would be awesome in a stock car. Tracks that would give you more opportunities or more places to race, or are you going to stick with the same program?
Well, we're kind of undecided right now. After wrecking the car on the last race at Lansing this year, it's definitely going to need a new front clip on it. It got bent up pretty good. I'd definitely like to get into something different. I've been thinking hobby stock, and I can convert it to IMCA, try running Super Nationals next year. That's a race I kind of like to run, and it is nice having the opportunity to go race at other tracks. It's fun racing the pier stocks and all, but there's only that one track out there, and when you want to run a night or two, or you maybe want to miss out on a Friday and go run over at Deer Creek with the street stocks, it's kind of up in the air right now. It'd be nice to have a hobby stock or even get into a street stock so we got more options. It'd be fun to hit up that little dream race, too, at Rice Lake, Wisconsin. So we got some thinking to do. We got to get this car fixed first, and it'd be nice to get something else and maybe get Kendra to run on a Friday night at Lansing or something. I know she'd really like to get behind the wheel.
I think she would be great behind the wheel of your pier stock, and then you could get a street stock or an IMCA hobby, because we were just over at Arlington last Saturday night, and those hobby stocks were flying, and that stock car class was amazing. where you live, it would give you more opportunity down there to run Decorah, Mason City, even go over to Britt or some of those tracks.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to have the hobby stock just for that option to go around those other tracks. Decorah ain't too far away. Mason City's just down the road a little bit on 35. It's definitely something I'd like to do. I'd really like to get into a stock car, but I know I definitely can't afford that. That's some good money putting into them cars. Even a hobby stock's kind of getting a little spendy, but it's racing. Everything's kind of spendy. You just got to throw some money at it, go out and have fun. Nothing better than a weekend full of racing.
Dan, you do a great job on your Facebook page of recognizing each individual sponsor on the car, and those sponsors are so important to getting you out to the track every week.
Yeah, without the sponsors, we definitely wouldn't be doing this thing. It's hard to do it without sponsors, and it helps quite a bit. I'd definitely like to thank Austin Windshield of Austin. They came aboard this year, first time out, sponsoring the car. My old boss, Ryan Dolan from Dolan's Landscape Center, he hopped aboard this year. Returning sponsor, Not So Nice Racing, Ron Jr., Rick, and Kendra, they're a big help. Without them, week in, week out, I couldn't be doing it. Rick helps in the pits and out in the garage throughout the week. And Kendra, of course, he's there by my side throughout everything. Magnum Sports Chatfield, they hopped aboard this year. We got Clemens Excavating of Chatfield, Bill Clemens. He also does some of my motor work for me. He puts it all together. We do the machine work at Premier Machine, Brian Shaw there in Brownsville. Them as a team, they do a heck of a job and put together a nice piece. Mike and Sylvia Stein from Napa Auto Parts in Chatfield and Preston jumped aboard this year. I'd like to thank them. Daryl's Muffler has been with me for quite a while now over in Rochester. Rod Kestner, Prop Service and Aluminum Boat Repair out of Brownsville, Minnesota. He's helped out quite a bit. Then, of course, special thanks to my girlfriend, Kendra Nice, and Rick. Without them two, we definitely wouldn't be doing this. They put a lot of hours in on the car with me. Got to thank my mom, Michelle. She lets me use her garage. The garage I got's kind of small. Without that, it'd be hard to work on the car every week. The Bleas Racing Team, they helped out quite a bit this year. Of course, Pfeiffer Racing Team, they've been by my side since I started racing, and when I was helping them guys out for quite a few years. I'd like to thank the Blake Adams Racing Team. They helped out, got some tires from them this year, and he gave me some pointers of what to do, what not to do. That's about it. Without them guys, I couldn't be doing any of this. Big thanks to all them guys.
Dan, you have a great attitude and an awesome personality, and you're really fun to watch out on the track. I can't wait to keep an eye on your Facebook page over the winter and see what you decide to do, because we will definitely be coming out and watching you at a track near us next season. And thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication, as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing power lift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Power Lift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Why does World of Outlaw sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaws season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Need a reason to be at Kansas Speedway's first playoff elimination race? Here's some. Reason number four, last year's winner, Kevin Harvick. You better believe he's ready to burn it down again this year. Reason number 18, Kyle Busch. Love him and hate him, but don't ever underestimate him. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Hollywood Casino 400, Sunday, October 22nd. Ticket to KansasSpeedway.com.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by the Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker. And Bob, a couple weeks ago, the Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals were at the Knoxville Raceway, and I know there at the museum, you always have some great stuff going on. Late model legends in the museum to meet and greet with the fans. You have your auction items up for sale. This is a real cool destination if people are looking for a great racing trip to make in 2018.
Well, first of all, Clayton, thank you for having us on the Dirt Show again. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. I know your listeners are so informed and keep up to date on the races that are coming up and what's going on in short track racing and dirt track racing. And it's just always fun to talk with you, so thank you for having us on. It was a great weekend of racing here with the Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals a couple of weeks ago. We were very fortunate. We were able to get Don O'Neill and his son Hudson O'Neill up in our museum on Friday afternoon and talk with Dave Argerbright and just sit back and let everybody know what's going on with the father-son team. Of course, questions and answers afterwards were always fun, but you know, Hudson was a really good sport. He even came back over to our auction on Saturday afternoon and helped us auction off one of his dad's door panels that we had here as one of the auction items. We had a great auction. We'd like to definitely thank all the race teams, all the Lucas Oil Late Model and World of Outlaw Late Model teams that donated fenders, pieces, parts, T-shirts, diecast cars, hats, everything to us to help us have such a great auction. It was the second largest auction we've ever had for the Knoxville Late Model Nationals, so special thanks to everybody who donated and also to everybody who came to bid on the items to help us raise the money not only for our museum but also for the late model, the Dirt Late Model Hall of Fame and Museum in Kentucky. So that was a lot of fun on Saturday, and everybody had a good time. Of course, everybody I think knows by now we had a long night Saturday night with the rain delay, but we had a great night of racing and everybody left excited to come back next year.
Bob, I have to thank you for keeping me updated on the process of the construction project at the Brian Clausen Suite Towers. They are really flying along out there, and it looks like they're going to get it all enclosed before the bad weather hits so they can start working on the inside.
You know, your call and our talk is just right on the money. Just a few minutes ago, Clark Glass, one of the subcontractors, is doing all the extra-thick double-pane glass for all the suite windows was here, and he said they're planning on putting the windows in at the end of October, early November. Newman Brothers Construction, that's building the Brian Clausen Suite Tower for us, has told us they're right on schedule. We've got 3 weeks worth of intensive welding. We're planning on 4 to 5 guys welding the subfloors in this week and the next 2 weeks. After those subfloors are in, then we'll be able to pour the concrete floors on each of the levels and then the walls. And, of course, the windows and doors will start going up so the guys can work inside this winter. So we're right on schedule to have the Brian Clausen Suite Tower completed by the end of March. And then our new suite holders will be able to move their furniture and amenities, everything, in the first couple of weeks of April before our race season kicks off here in Knoxville, opening night Saturday, April the 14th next year.
Bob, this is the last weekend fans can come down to the museum and see the Sammy Swindell display, so I encourage them to get down there and see that. But when that transitions out, new cars come in for the winter. It's always neat to see what's going to arrive, and what a great winter trip when you're sitting here in Minnesota looking out your window at the snowdrifts. Head down to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and have a great weekend.
You know, we're open on Saturdays in the wintertime from 10 until 5, and on Sundays from noon until 5. And a lot of people don't know, but we're open year-round. We're open 7 days a week. The only 4 days that we're not here are Christmas Day, Easter Day, Thanksgiving Day, and New Year's Day. Those are the only 4 days we're closed. So, like you said, it's a great place to come and visit. We normally have between 25 and 30 open-wheel cars, sprint cars, dirt champ cars, midgets, big cars on display in the museum. Of course, our museum store is open during all those hours. Our movie theater is going up on the second floor, and you can always come and just go through the Hall of Fame and take a look at Knoxville Raceway in the wintertime. So there's still a little bit of racing here in the Midwest before the racing subsides for the winter, but just want to let everybody know we're open. And as we talked earlier, our museum store does a great job of filling orders for gifts at Christmas time for people who are trying to find something for the race fan on their list for Christmas.
Bob, I just love coming down there, looking through your books, your prints, your photos, your T-shirts. There are so many things for a race fan on your list down there at the museum store. It's easy. You can either jump online or come visit in person, and you're done shopping.
Well, one thing that's brand new, Clayton, and we're just getting them in off the truck sometime today, they're supposed to arrive, is we've got a special 200 limited print edition. It's called The Missing Man Formation. It's a tribute to Brian Clausen. Robin King with Studio 92 was nice enough to donate the rights for us to make 200 of these special copies. That's all we're going to make. They're $20 each. Those are going to be out here probably in the next week on the website and on Facebook for everybody, but if anybody's listening, you're a Brian Clausen fan, you'll definitely want to order one of those Missing Man tributes to Brian Clausen. It was held here at the Knoxville Nationals last year in 2016. It's a wonderful 20 by 30 print. It's really hard to describe. We'll get them up on our website and on the Internet on Facebook probably in the next day or so. But if someone's listening, they're a Brian Clausen fan, you might want to jump on those pretty quick. There's only going to be 200 of them.
Bob, if listeners would like to find out more about the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, what is the best way to do that?
Well, you can always catch us on our website, which is SprintCarHOF, short for Hall of Fame, .com, or you can call our toll-free number, which is 800-874-4488. But a lot of people like to order things for a gift or for Christmas. You can go right to SprintCarStuff.com. And that's our museum store. Everything in our store is online at SprintCarStuff.com. And place an order on the museum, and we'll fill it out the same day that the order comes in.
Bob, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you, Clayton. Thank you so much for having us on, and hope everybody can make a buy sometime during the off-season and check us out.
Now is the perfect time to schedule that fall chemical application, lawn aeration, or final landscape project before the weather changes. Wolf & Sons Yard Service also provides fall yard waste cleanup to get those branches and leaves off your grass for a beautiful lawn next season. Contact Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524. They even provide bulk chemical hauling to your farm and can widen those field driveways for your larger equipment. That's Wolf & Sons. 455-3524.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365. 2365.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase. Duradoc.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winner, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
The big boys with the big toys. Turn prices. Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plant. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Dan Davis. He is the publisher of Victory Lane magazine. And Dan, anybody that spots my Victory Lane publication sitting around at my house or here at the office is impressed with how beautiful the photography is on the cover. When I open it up, there's so many great articles that I look forward to reading, especially Gordon White. I appreciate his technical aspects on different parts of racing and some great racing history. This magazine is chock full of everything. Anybody listening to this show right now will find something they enjoy inside your publication.
Well, they can get a taste of it at victorylane.com, or they can call the office at 650-321-1411 and we'll get them a sample copy. But we really enjoy presenting all the color and the action. We try to cover at least three oval races in every issue. We probably cover about five or six road racing races in every issue. We have features on everything from rescuing a super modified from a junkyard. But we go out of our way to make it pleasing in appearance and big double page pictures and lots of pictures, race results, features. And it sounds like from what you're saying that we at least please you.
Absolutely. And another thing people will find out looking at your publication is all of the vintage events going on. So you can find out ahead of time and make plans to attend one of these, because Dan, me and you have the same passion. Walking up to an old vintage race car that's either in original condition or has been restored, just to look over how those cars were put together. Many of them back in the day were hand-built. You couldn't buy the parts off the shelf. So the innovation and the pride that went into building these cars is just amazing.
You know, that is the attraction of vintage for many of us, and I think most of our readers. I've been lucky enough to drive Barney Oldfield's 1903 land speed record and marvel at its construction and the gears and how the engine was built. And I hear that from a lot of our readers, that they never saw a Bugatti race or they never saw a Miller race, but out here in vintage, they can either see one race or perhaps even own one. And people own every kind of car from sprints to midgets to Ferraris that are subscribers. Our focus is giving the vintage racing community and especially the racers what they'd like to read.
And we really have to take our hats off to these guys who put their blood, sweat, and tears into restoring these cars, because they are saving a little bit of history for each one of us.
You know, we can't salute history too much, because this whole history of racing created industries, it created careers, it created technology, and racing was always pushing the edges of technology and construction and design, and of course the drivers were pushing the edge of adhesion. So it's just part of the attraction of these great cars and many other great tracks.
Dan, I know every time the mailman comes through the front door here at the radio station and lays this publication on my desk, it's like a little bit of Christmas came early. If anybody would like to enjoy this publication as much as I do and have it sent to their home, how can they go about doing that?
Please call us at 650-321-1411 and subscribe, or request a sample copy, or if you want a glimpse of it, you can go to victorylane.com and see what it's all about.
Dan, thank you for everything you do to preserve vintage racing in the United States, and thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
It's a pleasure, and your show is great. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools, and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit VPSEF.com. That's VP-SEF.com for more information. VPSEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Hey, this is Stacy Redman. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Rhino Ag is now raising the bar even more by being the only manufacturer of rotary cutters in the world to factory fill all components with Lucas Oil and grease, adding even more value to the Rhino brand over the competition. Quality from the inside out. Visit rhinoag.com to find a dealer near you.
KEFCO Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by racers for racers. KEFCO Racing, valve covers, evac canister kits, excess panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See KEFCO Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, KEFCORacing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean KEFCO Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To KEFCO Racing, you should go. Built by racers you all know. See KEFCORacing.com or call them toll-free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool. That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you saved, don't you think?
Oh boy, here we go.
Find out more today at batwingchassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
Welcome back to the special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a good time to be joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, I spotted something on your Facebook page that I knew all the listeners would want to have a big platter of the next time they have their friends over for the football game. And it also celebrates longevity for two businesses. Cookies Barbecue Sauce celebrating 40 years in business, and Spam 80 years in business. Speed, tell us how to make a great Spam slider.
Well, I tell you what, I feel pretty fortunate to be in business 40 years, and I'm really happy for Hormel with the Spam, celebrating 80 years with Spam. I've always enjoyed eating Spam. I've used it a lot of different ways. My mom used to grind up Spam with cheese and mix our taco sauce in with it, open up a hamburger bun and put that ground Spam and cheese on our taco sauce on there, and then slip it under the broiler in the oven and just let that cheese kind of melt down through, and we used to eat them all the time. And then as of late, I'll tell you what, they've got all these little slider buns. Take Spam, I like to cut it probably a quarter to 3/8 of an inch thick, and then that slice, if you just cut it in half, that slice will just fit right on one of those slider buns real nice. But grill that up, and then lay it on one of those slider buns, and then I love it with our sweet and spicy barbecue sauce on it, and just put that on top of it. And if you're doing it on the grill, you can glaze it even with a little bit of the sweet and spicy while you're grilling it. That makes one great sandwich, and you can doll it up. I like to throw in a couple of slices of jalapeno peppers on top of it, but you can also just throw a couple of pineapple tidbits on top of it, or just banana pepper rings. That makes a tasty sandwich. Great tasting thing, and pretty easy to make up a whole bunch of them when you're sitting around the TV or at the races.
Speed, you always have some great ideas for race fans or football fans to make for a large group. If they'd like to find out more about your recipes or products, how can they do that, Speed?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of recipes on the old cookiesbbq.com, cookies, cookiesbbq.com. There's all kinds of recipes on there that'll turn the average cook and the renowned chef overnight. A lot of good, tasty recipes on there.
Speed, as always, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clay. See you, buddy.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th Annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Induction Banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars Saturday night, June 3rd. In Knoxville.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Every morning you go to your vehicle and expect to start. What if it doesn't? What then? Hi, this is Ashley from Owatonna Auto Clinic. Everyone needs someone that they can rely on when problems arise. The Owatonna Auto Clinic has become that place for many area residents, a place that they can rely on for fast, friendly, cost-effective solutions to get your vehicle fixed and get your life back on track. Consider it a little help from your friends at Owatonna Auto Clinic. Call your local vehicle emergency room today at 451-1950.
This is Johnny Gibson, an announcer for the World of Outlaws STP Sprint Car Series, and you're listening to The Dirt Show.
This is your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was racing last Friday night, September 22nd, in your A-Mod A-Main feature. Shane Sabraski over Brian Haben. In the B-Modified A-Main, Shane Howell over Eric Lamb. In the Mod 4 A-Main, Keith Fell over Dean Larson. In the Pier Stocks, Chuck Olson over Tyler Coons. In the Sport Compacts, Dustin Verkus over Matthew Dittman. In the Street Stocks, it was Tim Johnson over Justin Vogel. And in your Super Stock A-Main, Tim Johnson over Shane Sabraski. Last Thursday night kicked off the much-anticipated Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek Speedway. In your USRA B-Mods, your heat race winners were Jim Chisholm, JT Wasman, Ben Mowdry, Jerry Young, Alex Williamson, Jared Van Deest, and Dan Hoofden. In the B-Mains, it was Eric Kanz, Kylie Anderson, and Maya Christensen. In the 20-lap USRA B-Mod A-Main feature, Jim Chisholm over JT Wasman. Night 1, your 40-lap A-Main for the A-Modifieds, it was Cade Dillard over Ryan Gustin. Night number 2 of the Deer Creek Fall Jamboree, last Friday night, September 22nd, your USRA B-Mod heat race winners were Scott Demmer, Colby Mann, Andrew Bleese, Michael Hofer, Dan Hoofden, Sean Strong, Caden Kath. Your B-Main winners were AJ Zavorak, Andy Bryant, and Troy Hovey. And in a 20-lap USRA B-Modified A-Main, Dan Hoofden over Eric Kanz. And in a 40-lap A-Modified A-Main, the Reaper Ryan Gustin over Cool Hand Luke Lucas shot. Saturday night, September 23rd, was the finale night at the Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek Speedway. In your USRA B-Mod heat races, Scott Demmer, Dakota Foster, Dustin Cruz, Nick Wagner, Eric Kanz, Andy Bryant, and Ben Mowdry all get victories. In the USRA B-Modified B-Mains, Jerry Young, Tyler Osrud, and Kylie Kath get wins. And in the 25-lap USRA B-Modified A-Main, Ben Mowdry over Jim Chisholm. In the 50-lap A-Modified A-Main, it was Ryan Gustin over Zach Vanderbeek. Last Saturday night, September 23rd, we were at Arlington Raceway, the Scott Shockneck Memorial, with a record turnout of over 200 cars registered in the pit areas. In the IMCA Hobby feature, we saw Justin Lunenberg get his 100th victory with Corey Probst in second. In the IMCA Sport Compact Division, Kieran Porter won her heat race, clinching the 2017 IMCA Sport Compact Track Championship at Arlington Raceway. She became the first female track champion in Arlington Raceway history. In the Sport Compact A-Main, Alex Dostal over Alan Lahr. In the IMCA Sport Mod A-Main, Matthew Loaf wins the feature in the last car Scott Shockneck built working for B&B Racing Chassis. It was a brand new 2018 car. Its first night out on the track, wins its first race. Second was Tony Railson. Your kart winners were Carter Drager, Billy Wenzel, and John Volencaddy. 48 stock cars were also signed into the pits. What a great feature race, won by Elijah Zervenbergen, followed by Dustin Larson. In the A-Mods, it was Clint Hattelstead over Brandon Beckendorf. In the Outlaw Hobby Stocks, Rodney Manthe over Andrea Kietchel. In the Sprint Cars, Dwayne Wilmus celebrating 60 years behind the wheel of a race car last Saturday night at Arlington Raceway in his sprint car. Trevor Serbus wins the feature race and clinches the 2017 Arlington Raceway Sprint Car Track Championship, followed by Michael Stein in second.
Since 1972, we the Misgan family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Misgan Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Mizgan.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.